5 days ago. That's okay.
All right, and this animal that we were just talking about that's frequently used to pull a plow that would not be a mule would be a...
horse.
All right, and two of them would be...
A team.
Two
horses. Oh, yeah.
Do you know some breeds of horses?
Now, I don't know if that's a sorrel and bay and palomino and so on are breeds or not. I guess that'd be breed. I don't know. There's kinds of horses. Just have iron gray horses.
Do you know which ones are best for work and which are best for riding?
Let me see. There are different kinds of great big horses that are work horses on farms, especially up north, Percheron horses, and there's another word I don't think of right now. But just for work horses on a farm in Georgia, of course there aren't too many of them anymore on any farm. I don't know whether bay or sorrel were more, they were more carriage horses, I believe. And I don't know what kind was more useful on a farm.
We're talking about the word ride. Did you ever
ride?
And yesterday
I rode one, and many times I had ridden one, but I'd never been up on one but one time.
Was that an unpleasant experience?
I felt like I was on a skyscraper. But I thought,
did you stay on?
No, I got right off.
If someone is in bed, and perhaps he's having a bad dream, you might say he fell.
Well, no, just say...
If someone is in bed and having a bad dream and they suddenly find themselves on the floor, you might
Fell out of bed.
Right.
Thought maybe you wanted to say they had a nightmare.
We're talking about horses. Yeah. That'd be perfectly logical, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Never thought of that. What is the footwear that a horse has?
Shoe. Called a shoe.
All right. And the longer term for this would be?
Horseshoe. You mean that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on the part of a horse's foot.
Hoof.
And two of them would be?
Hooves. It's the bogey, yes.
All right. Do you know any terms for a male sheep?
Ram.
And what for a female sheep?
Ewe.
Have people showed the same sort of squeamishness about using the word ram as perhaps they have about bull?
Not so much because with so few sheep raised in this area, they probably never had any occasion to use it.
Have you ever heard a term that's been used for a castrated sheep? Ram?
No, I don't believe so. Do you know the term?
No.
I don't know it either.
Hoping someday someone will know one.
No. Like eunuch for a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the term. Same
sure.
thing as that. But I don't... No, I don't know it. What would it be?
I've never heard it at all. The material for clothing that we get from sheep is...
Wool.
And the... a male, well, first the animal that we raise for pork, you've told me.
Yeah, hog.
And a male hog would be?
I see, the female is a sow, and I can't think of the term for... I probably know it, but I can't think of it.
Boar?
Yeah, why, a boar. Mm-hmm, I couldn't think of that.
Have there been any more terms used for boar? That
not that I can think of.
To avoid saying the
word? No, not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of the word barrow?
B-A-R-R-O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now what does it mean?
What would this mean to you?
I can't tell you. And yet, I've heard it. But I can't think what the connection is. Can't know it.
All right. Can you tell me as many different kinds, I was told you I'd get to this,
mm-hmm.
many different kinds of hogs?
I don't know as many as I'm letting out. You're like Jersey, one guy. And Tamworth is one kind. And you think any other kind of hog, though? No. Can't think of any others right now.
Which one do farmers use most for meat production?
I don't know.
All right.
Poland China. Poland China's a good.
Oh, really?
Kind. Uh-huh.
What is, I think you think of this in terms of a hog, but also the best way to make you think of it probably is the little sticky parts of your toothbrush are the
bristles.
Mm-hmm. Right. And in